FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Blanca, her tune Worthy. Happy Tuesday to you. February 18th on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, you should definitely tune in the midday tomorrow or today with John Shirk for a chance to win a $25 gift card from Roots Market. Check out all the details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
Our very special guest this morning, Robert Schoonover, the executive director of the Potter's House. Robert, good morning to you. How are you, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. Robert, we've been asking some of our listeners to give a life verse. It is the year of God's word. Do you have a verse or something that meant a lot to you growing up or anything like that throughout your life?
I do. That is Matthew 10:7, and it says, as you go, preach, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Wow, that's very cool, man. Well, the Potter's House, for those who don't know, tell us all about it. What do you guys do?
Well, the Potter's House is a great place where God is moving, and the kingdom of God is moving and advancing, and it's a beautiful thing to see. It's an addiction recovery house that helps men and women recover, restore families, heal from their past and their trauma. And it's great to see a lot of men come there. They get salvation. They get set free. They start to get restored to their families, back into the community. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
That's really cool. How long have you been a part of the Potter's House?
Well, I've been a Potter's House about 2005 was the first time I really got involved.
And no way.
I volunteered, for the last 10 years. I was pretty heavily involved as far as a volunteer. But it's only been 6 months as an executive director, which has been great. I really felt the call of God. He was putting on my heart that there was definitely a lot more. So I sold my business, which was very successful. And I went to the Potter's House. And now it is the best experience I've ever had. I come from addiction. I come from brokenness. And just to be a part of God's kingdom here on earth and get to love on these men, just to be involved in their life, to disciple them and mentor them and just facilitate a place of safety and protection and comfort where they can come and get away from the world, get away from their environments for a while and just really experience the firsthand the power of God. I mean, I totally believe in that gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So we hit it from all different angles. We go through trauma healing, prayer ministry. We try to get people involved in the local church and the community. We do secular counseling as well as far as addiction recovery and some 12-step groups. But mostly it's good old-fashioned gospel power of God unto salvation, discipleship, and just loving Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Now, you've seen it, wow, over the course of 20 years, I'm sure there's been a lot of change. Are you guys filling up? Do you see this hunger among men and women to come and find recovery?
Oh, yeah, we do. I mean, the organization has grown tremendously just in the last 3 years. We went from one house to 7 different buildings.
Wow.
But now, for the first time, we're totally full. We have a waiting list. We had to send guys away last week, which was hard to do, especially when guys are hungry to get with God and get healed and have a safe place. But we are full right now looking for more properties. So it's a great problem to have.
Yeah, seriously. Can folks reach out to you if they have property available? How does that search work?
Absolutely. They can just get on our website, just the Potter's House Lancaster. Make sure you look at that it's Lancaster, PA, because there is a couple other ones across the country. Get on our website and just let us know.
Very cool.
I can give you my email address personally and phone number as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if you want to share it at any point, please do. It'd be great if our listeners could reach out because what you guys are doing is very, very cool for the community. Now, is it just one type of addiction? Is it all kinds of addiction? Who do you help?
Any addiction. I mean, to me, addiction really is a sin issue. We primarily focus on drug addiction, alcohol, but there's people that struggle with gambling, sex addiction. All kinds of eating as well. So we're open. You know, we believe that with the right environment and God, anything's possible. So somebody's open to that, they can get healed.
That's really cool. Yeah, well, coming up around the corner, we'd love to hear some stories if you have any. But you guys do have a banquet coming up that you want to talk a little bit about. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. Yeah, the banquet's on March 13th at Shady Maple. You can sign up on the website if you just go on there and how to get involved. A banquet link will come up, and we need to know by February 28th. But that's one of our primary fundraisers of the year. So we'd love anybody to come to get involved. I mean, you can sponsor a table. If you're just interested in the ministry, you can come sign up. There's seats there. So it is no cost, but if you want to contribute and get a table, you're welcome to do that as well.
That's very cool. A table and some amazing food.
Yummy food.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Come on, Shady Maple. Well, that's very cool. We'll talk more with Robert on the way and more music as well. Red Rocks Worship, Natalie Lane up next.
With SRN News,